This morning I'm thinking of Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. Galatians 3, I read to you verse 26. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. The theme is identity of God's children. At least Ghana had it. Only movie of Asia, no, because only Yakuba. Obi Alokra, only by watch your crown or so, Yakuba, Obi Asher Yakuba. And as I said, identity of God's children, and I said that in Ghana here, those who don't even know anything about the Bible, they say they are God's children. Nobody will say, I'm a child of Satan. Those who say they are not God's children, they may be few, I don't know, but that is it. So we are thinking of this morning. Our verse is, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Before I come to this text, I'm sure we know that many who claim to be God's children have many reasons also. And often the reasons are mere imaginations. Their reasons are often about their own imagination. They think they are God's children. Just yesterday we saw a man, here. We were trying to talk to him. He said, well, for him, he knows God. And we asked him, how did he know God? He said, for him, so yes, we asked him, how did he know God? He said, for he doesn't read the Bible, but he knows God. God speaks to him. So he asked him, how do God speak to you? Well, it went on. But that's how, and he was so confident, you see. He has dreams and visions from God. He knows God, you see, and that he is a child of God. But extravagance, whatever. But then, come on, people will say they are God's children because they are God's creatures. Some also who are a bit religious will say, well, they attend church services or they try to do some good. But as I said, all these are mere imaginations. The Bible does not say that doing any of these things makes us God's children. But we know the text we have read this morning makes it clear to us those who are God's children. It says, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. And we know that Apostle Paul, this statement, the book of the Epistle to Galatians was written to the church in Galatia, the Christians there, and this statement was made to them primarily. But then this reminds us the means by which anyone who attains the status of God's children, the means that is there. The only one means. And only acquire the first faith in Jesus Christ. Faith in Christ is a Jedia in your Christo, and never my that is the only thing. We are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. munya mo yakopon ba onam jeje na munya o Kristo munti. So the means to become a child of God is one. There's no two ways. I'm sure all of us, how do we come into this world? We are born, I mean, by our parents. Human, I mean, we have to be born by our human parents. And there's no way, no matter how they try to make people come to this world, they should be human parents, you see. Whichever means, I mean, they have that artificial world, but they are all, I mean, there should be human parents, you see, to the one who comes to this world. The American is if you ask away yet, when I'm grand, this is a very real, you know, and I'm our force on the fire. And I'm saying the science for fire, you know, maybe I'm going to do my power, and yeah, and yet they're natural. But then, in here, I'll say, I will fall in the head, and my grand of your womb. So, that is it. So, and to be also born, or to become a child of God, there's only one way. See, there's only one parent, there's only one who can make us to become God's children. So, as we think of this text, before we move on to, I mean, the identity which comes to last, I will let us think, but what is it to have faith in Christ? Because our text tells us, faith in Christ. And then, it has a faith, did you abuse the master's children? Again, I'm sure, before we break us, oh, yeah, did you Christ? But what does it mean? And then a church said, "Oh, JD of Christ, because of JD of Christ, all the cream of the Bible can work. The cream union, then a church, what is it to have faith in Christ Jesus? Because of JD of Christ, what is it? It is to put your entire hope of salvation in Him as the Son of God who came on earth to save sinners from God's condemnation. The church said, what the way we could reign here, and quite the reign here, they are shedding. So, no, you go for about, but we are saying, at the point of four, I'll bet you at the point of four feet, and put point of for sure, and I said, no, may I go for Jama, I got to at the point of four. So, you go for about, but we are saying, hey, yes, you may dear, and said, you may dear, so what, for your covering team, and I'm seeing you know, young coupon, exactly for your four, a band of Moista, a Fibu, and I said, Fanny said, as a Fibu at that, and for forces, a more, Yakupo push you on, so some young boy for you, or Faso, a jeep on the field. Thank you, my dear. So the rest of Christo was half my way, so any JD has seen your Christo. Say Christo, and I'm a summer. The one soon soon shall so be outside and for the mammon. When you go, and when Jedi, Bible, Castle Saint, no, Christo. If you say Christo, you more be the answer, or the home I carry, or the hook I send the other so at the home war for the say, and I'm sure I'm not going to be at the point for one of the job. So, to pray to and place your entire hope of salvation in Christ as the Son of God who came. On earth to save sinners from God's condemnation, and when He offered Himself as an atoning sacrifice for our sin, He did it because of this. He did it because He was the one who was coming to be our Savior, and He has come to be our Savior. And to say that I have faith in Him, this is what it means. So, what kind of more genuine Christian must in it? So, Bonne wants to hear that the Bonne holds you shall so be at the home of the Bonne Viano. The remuneration in Moya could pour you people, mommy. See, forgiveness of sin and all the blessings of forgiveness is through the Lord Jesus Christ. In John chapter 3, verse 17, we are told, "For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved." So, we are saying, "Yaku Paul, Suman, and Bano, every year, so on, as one of my son, we are saying, therefore, another Omobu Yasatan, name of Ariasu Namde, so in Yanka. Already the world is in condemnation. Already, because there's sin, there's condemnation in on people in this world. But then He came not to really finalize our condemnation. He came that what He did on the cross of Calvary, to when He offered Himself as an atoning sacrifice, God through that to forgive sinners and take them out from that condemnation which God has placed on this world. So, you are saying, as a Christian, ne judgment at the wiase so na obu wiase mi afọ afọ buo at the wiase so se bọni wiase mu so bọni ni pa wiase at bọni afọ so afọ buo at the ni pa wiase then so Christo ba ye no and kweni so ono no bebu wiase mi afọ so the first the mbai ne di kan no wa mbasa obebe wiye sa tembo ni mo ba se ni pa na me so etimi ajọ ho fi sa a fegu ada so ada de moye fo so ni so ni papa de moye ni baba de rebe she ni mu so no ni ajo vanwa so that is it, that faith in Christ is putting your trust in hope of salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ that he have died for your sin to who am I upon e wo re she ni so no ye obi a na ko pa so so be wo ma upon e so when the faith in Christ is true, the Bible tells us God adopts the believer into his family. Bible says, "It's a jetty." Ah, Bible says, "The only one who to move away from you." So, in Christ, on open that door, we are so. On open when that door, now we saw a friend who, after him, made a bone. Ask him, "You have a cashier." So, in Christ, now the relation is more. Bible says, "So yes, I did not." Now, just so we 2 years ago, Bible says, "I jetty." Now, yes, I did not. Now, be jetty. The Bible says, "You can a foul at the kind of vision." When faith in Christ is genuine. And your sins are forgiven you, and then God has accepted you. He brings you to His family. Say, Jedi onya Kristo muna eno kre pa pa say e babu ni Jedi na anya say obia ofu say o Jedi bi keke ne mo Jedi ni kre se babu kasa o re niya da Kristo so na o bone ho akitu niya na o kre no ene obia uhansu obia abraboy mu onu weni da so. On not already ring ya shinum, say, or no young coupon, ah, open so tea now for Chenoa. Nacopo John quite a few out one limoa, about the cat the Lucian. Also, this we have John 1 verse 12, the Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 12. It tells us, but as many as received him, received Jesus Christ, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So, you see, all God's children, God, the way God makes it, is connected to Christ, you see. But as receiving Him is the same way by believing Him, yielding Him and making Him your Lord, He comes into your life, and that so that He becomes your Lord, becomes your God. So as many as received Him as their Savior, to them, God gave them power. You see, to become a child of God, you need power. God has to do something, and it's not enough, you see. Say when you go for the banner, to me be not say this is you need help to me, you know. You have a friend also to me, but the Bible tells us when we receive Jesus Christ, God gives that power to those who believe, who come to Him that way, to become the sons of God, to become His children, you see. Even to them that believe, look at that, to them that believe on His name. Oh, my God, my God, to me is Christ. So near John Kwano, you go for more to me, some of my enemy. So you see, faith in Christ is not merely being aware of what Jesus is. I'm sure you know some people, that many people, their faith is like just they know who Jesus is. We ask them, you know, Jesus, like, yes, who is he? He came to die for our sins. Have you believed in him? Yes, that is all. It's just in their mind. They know what they can tell you about Jesus Christ, his purpose of coming into this world. And many think that their knowledge about Jesus makes them believers in him. No. If I pray, well, yes, you can't excuse me. I'm excuse me. I'm born in. Only if you ask the agent, oh, me the moon crash anymore. But the moon reaction is so. On the ground, I'm in that is so. If I pray, so, or was I being, oh, yes, excuse me. Or you didn't know. Many people have the knowledge about Jesus Christ. Yeah, we live in a world, in a part of the world. I mean, you go outside to the street, everywhere people are saying Jesus, and they are talking about him. Switch on your telly. Though people are preaching false, you hear something about Jesus Christ. When it's Christmas or Easter, people come concerned about Jesus Christ and his things about him are said. And people are aware of who he is. But that is not enough. People may bring him, yes, Christo. Do we bring a brain, your brain, Easter, or some will come, some will bring fun of him. Yeah, actually, some are fun of him. But then you have a man, Christo, for. And who here, Papa, then you have a man, Christo. Say, but since some of you who said, Christo no, oh no, I mean, a Jumo Bediamayo, no, a Muhia, but you know, M.A. Christo. We know that some can even speak about Jesus Christ to others. By what they've heard, they've learned everything about him, they can tell others about Jesus Christ, but they themselves have no faith in him. Omotumi aka Jesus Christ ho sama chen ko ba be preachers kra nanso no manga somebody je di Christo. So it is something serious to say that I have faith in Christ. It shall really make me truly a child of God. They may speak to others about Jesus, but they are not willing to submit themselves to Him as their God and their Savior. You see, there's a difference between knowing something and also giving yourself to that thing. You see, even in this world, is that there are many. For instance, if you are, you know, there's a medicine that is very good. You know, everything. You can even tell people to take a medicine. At point where case, sometimes the herbal medicine is bitter. Oh, we'll try and tell people that it's very good, but we told about how it's possible. But we are said, when it is given to us, we don't want it at all. Mercy, so I know. That is what is happening with many. They have knowledge about Jesus Christ, but they don't believe in Him. They don't have faith in Him. So that is a serious matter. So many who claim to believe in Him, their lives do not show that they believe in Him. That's the question. If I belong to the Christ, you know, I'm a proud boy, and you're Muslim, and just so many Christ, and just so many Nadi, and the person who is different, but I'm a proud boy, and you're Muslim, and just so many Christ for, I'm your more, I'm a Christ. Many people, their faith is not different from that of Judas. I'm sure we know about Judas. Judas was an apostle, see it what you say, he was an apostle and apostate. Or you'll be another, yes, a smartphone, so you'll be another, you'll be an only Christo. And so I just said. Judas was with the church, Judas was with the disciples of Christ, he was the treasurer even among the disciples of Christ. You see how far he was even, he was among those God, Christ gave the power to go and do miracles and preach. He was among those people. But then Judas never believed in Jesus Christ. So he said, he knew he can go and preach about the Savior. He could go and preach about the kingdom of God to people, to ask them, because Jesus Christ told them to go and preach repentance and faith in Him. He went to preach. This is the culture is So it is not enough to know about Jesus and tell others and have know all the terms of Christianity. What matters is your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Greek word translated faith means persuasion. So that's how faith is. Faith is believing Christ, every message about Christ for yourself, that it is true. Not that others may merely hear, but myself, I rest my life on these things. I rest my heart and all my life on Jesus Christ and all that He has. That He's only my hope, and I'm willing to give myself to Him. See, He becomes my master in life. He becomes my everything. I'm a fool. He's the only wise person about every life decision and everything in my life. You see, I know many Christians, they are wiser than the commands of Christ. A priest of all, among people, a claims of a priest of all. So, in their life, they don't want to give themselves to Him. And yet they claim that they have their faith. No, they don't have their faith in Him. If the words of the Savior and His truth and all that the Bible teaches, if I hear any and I'm not so much moved to yield myself to it, I've not believed in Him. What have I believed about Him? If I'm not willing to, I may not be able to do as much as I want to put myself in His thing. But then, as David said, as the deer pants after the water bush, so pants my heart after God. You see? Though I am struggling, but I will yield myself to Him. is faith in him. You see, faith is not just, I said something, let's pray and I'm going. No. It begins and it goes with the believer all the life through to death. So I get to heaven, my faith is ever in him, fixed in him, unshaken. So this faith has to do, so persuasion, so this, the word, as I said, faith in the Greek, persuasion, which it has to do with a conviction of truth so that one will place entire trust in that. A conviction. So it's something that you place your heart in. So although faith in Jesus Christ comes by knowledge, you know, knowledge is good, because that's the first thing. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So faith comes by knowledge, but then knowledge is not faith. Believe faith in Jesus Christ come by knowledge about him. Yes, knowledge about knowledge of Jesus Christ. There's no faith in him at all. Just the way Christo Mulo, or see you change them fan of him. And you can but see you change them for Christo Mua and you only JD. So that you may be knowledgeable about Christ and you have no faith in him at all. You see. Apostle Paul says to the Galatians, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. This word has a small sentence, but it has a great, I mean so much things. My question to you is, friend, do you claim to be a child of God? I'm sure no one will say they are not. Is it by faith in Jesus Christ or mere knowledge about him? Would you too say, once we are upon the bar, and besides, say, and I'm JD, I went out of Christ, and I say, and I'm what's your fan of him? Take it. I'll wear a castanion. And the next thing, have you surrendered your heart to him? So say I'm going about would you come with your man or would you problem with your shenanigans? You see your master, you see your Lord. So that as I said before, when faith in Jesus Christ is true, God will admit the believer to be his child. And this is a glorious transfer because you know a sinner living against God's will, living for this, will have no hope. Assurance of the world in the world to come. He doesn't know when he's there, what will happen. And now God changes this person and stamp on him the privilege of his children. So the boy in the name of Nukrano, the boy in Tunukro, the basic that she said that she, the other one, the bear on Nukrano, said that, and for the other woman, say we have to go to Muku and also Nakupo and Namna Domusuani and the Queen is Christo Munu. And Christ, so I want the boy for no. So I see also Nipana ban of holding the right shame, no. As a son of Nipabia, Nebobia. So though you are only by Riasa and so obvious Mugrano, Abenadia, or the other stamp. So as I tried out the stamp, this was or no one in Ashes today, then it's Nipanoso. That is it. That's how God is making children. You see, when faith is genuine, God stamps. Is the identity of his children on that particular sermon. The words of Apostle Paul in his epistle to the Colossians chapter 1, 12 to 14 describe this glorious exchange. How God indeed changes sinners to become his children. Apostle Paul told you Colossians chapter 1, verse 12 and 4, 12 to 14. Now, and then extremis masa and Sakai and Hupon Yemma or some of you want him a trip. He started, so giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, which is the forgiveness of sin. There all can say, or the rather, or the Ejanuas, he said, one ma, for sport in one town, was once more said the morning, say, Yabaya, a chef or Japadia or ma, Nahutifo, no, Yahoo number. Now, what do you feel soon to me, I say? Not the Ababa Shelly Ba, not a Hindu. And the Bananam is so in Yamponi or Jeffy. Ojie, and I'm the Mujas in Ojie, Ojie, I have one Fache. Ojie, one Fache. The upper kind of thing, who has lived, my main point, who has delivered us from the power of darkness? You see, there's that exchange. Every sinner is in the power of darkness. when we ask, you are translated. You see the, how the Bible pictures it. The point is, the Bible shows what it says, assume to me as it. Now, the Holy Christ fans are talking of assume to me as it. They are talking of these witches trying to, I mean, those are demonic, I don't know how to even call it. But when the Bible talk of power of darkness, it's not what they are talking about. You see, it has to do with the power which has, that controls sinners because of sin. See, and I'll give us an example of this part. And has translated us into the kingdom of Jesus. So you see, a Christian is in the kingdom of Christ. So he lives his life under that kingdom. You see, in Ephesians, that our citizenship is in heaven. It's not a theory. It's not just a, it's like a empty words. It is true because something happens to the one who saves. It's about if Bible has a Christopher, yeah, yeah, bravo, and I said, yeah, yes, to me. Yeah, you do it. If you ask, "Abra, boy, extra, boy," and some are okay. You see, because we live in this, because how can I live in heaven? No, but my ambitions, my hopes, my desires, my thinking, how I want to live my life is in accordance with what God wants me to live, not in accordance with the order of the day or how people think is good or bad. No, it's what only God thinks is good. That's what I'm pursuing. You see. That's not ambition. I'm sure you know that there are some people who are in Ghana, but they are from other countries. They are here, but they are not Ghanaian citizens. So they may say, well, they are not Ghanaians, as we say. So you see, when a sinner's faith in Jesus Christ is true, the Bible tells us, from what I've read, God delivers him from the power of darkness. See, God making us his children, the first, because until you are delivered from the power of darkness, you cannot be a child of God. You see, in the reading, it says that in let me just, giving thanks unto the Father which has made us meet to partakers of the inheritance of the saints in life. You see, God is light. So his children lives in light, lives in the truth. You see, lives in what is pure and holy and righteous, lives in what is perfect and all that is what? Pure. That is how God's people are ever yearning after. Though we live in this world, we have our own weaknesses, but then this is what God's children are yearning after. The power of darkness wouldn't say, you will soon, that's a soon to me, says what? We can never want to live for God when we are under the power of darkness. So the power of darkness, we have, that is the controlling power of sin, which has to do with the allurement of the anti-God ideas of this world. It's one of the power of darkness. Because if we are still doing, a catch any passet, then we are still not being one cast on you, but we are perfect. I'm sure we know when people die, they write in the obituary a life well lived. You know, they think, well, maybe his children were well, he has to be to put his children in a good position and they are doing well. That is not a life well lived. It is good to do those things. A life well lived is a life at the end of the day, God will accept that you are my child. That's a life well lived. It's not a life I've done well in this world. What about the world to come? A life well lived is a life lived in accordance to God's will. Let me be the most poorest person in this world. Let me be seen as the most foolish person in this world. If my life is in accordance with God's will, you are living the world, the life with God, which is purposeful life. See? But there's a control power of sin. That's the power of darkness. So the temptation, we are still arguing a kutia right, a kutia gupono. We are all in need of something. It doesn't matter how much we have. If you have money, you need to buy. You need things to buy. If you don't have money, we are all in need of something. And the world, worldly and God ideas will tell you, think about those things, how you get those things for yourself, and enjoy. That is all. A young man or a young woman start life, and well, I want to make something. I want to. No, that is not life. You are deceiving yourself. You can never make whatever you want to make to your dad. It is true. Ask those who have grown up if they've ever made whatever they wanted in life. It's never true. But the world will tell you, make something. And then the things of God is the second matter. The things of God, do you know how long you've got to live? You don't know. You see? You don't know. So, about that idea of wanting to have things on this world probably before you even think of religion, is anti-God idea. You see, it's anti-God. A idea, I said, yeah, meet my brother, when you may be in the same system, maybe as my friend right now, and we ask that thing, there's no time, there's no, God can take our life at any time. So you don't have time to think of, well, I have to put things right. What have you got to say, make put it right? I always say, go and see those in the mortuaries. If the ideas they had, they were able to accomplish. In the process of accomplishing, or in the very beginning, they were cut off. That is what God tells us, that if we don't seek Him, when our life is cut off, we are losers, you see. See, I'm saying I'm going to put on us a emergency or G and confidence in one. Because all that you spent your life for, what will it do for you, you see? But this is the what? Anti-God ideas of this world. It entices us, you see? And then we chase after. Because if we are not saved, we are in the power of darkness. See, in your own way, assume to me nothing. And also, in this simple of darkness, because there's that power of sin over our mind, and there's that allurement of the world, Satan combined these two, and with his demonic host, rule over sinners. Because he's the chief sinner. Upon some, sir, yet upon him, they will have said, being a king and cook for a dear children. Upon some, first time you might know who did the dear. So if you say, I don't know, I depend upon you, I'm almost senior. A prisoner called a senior prisoner. You see? That's who Satan is. He rules over sinners because he's the senior sinner. And people are willing to give themselves to him. He has no power. Satan has no power. People have been deceived. They say, Satan don't have any power. All the power he has, God who allows him. You see? And then people are afraid of Satan's power, and yet they are not afraid of God. It's amazing, you see? They are not afraid of God's word. Even if they are almost troubled, I have friends, and I tell them, so because you say, you are not Muslim. You see? And yet we tell them, they don't, But when they tell them about juju, they are afraid. So you believe in devils, you don't believe in God. And that is what these charismatic pastors are doing. They are telling people to believe in Satan, but not in God. And the people are following after them. You see how they are leading people to hell. Until you are in Christ, forget it. You have nothing to do with God. God has nothing to do with you. So when God had delivered the sinner from the power of darkness, he put him into the kingdom of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and then gives all the privileges which this spiritual condition brings upon God's people. So you see, when Apostle Paul says that, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus, that means through Christ we are brought out of the kingdom of darkness. Through Christ we are brought out of the power of Satan. Through Christ we have been brought out of this. When you become a Christian, you become a wise person. The world cannot deceive you because you know that it's worthless. By the word of God, you are brought to understand what is reality. By the word of God, you are brought to understand what is truth. So the world cannot deceive you about matters of life and where to place your priorities. No, the world cannot deceive you because the Christian is the most wisest person in the world. Well, he only had the wisdom. He only had the mind of God. A sinner without Christ has not the mind of God. He is deceived by the world to chase after the things of the world. My time is running on, but quickly, what are the marks of God's children? Because you have spoken about the means, which the verse tells us. Faith in Christ Jesus. What are the marks? First thing is that those that God makes his children, he makes them to share in his nature. They share this not in fullness, but some measure. Because nobody can become God. Only he is God, but he gives us a nature that makes us compatible. What makes us compatible with him? That's what makes us one with him. And they can say, "Yankupon, so ma bimba yani mbanam Christo, jeju manya Christo sunoa." Or they need to be more. In 1 Peter 1:4, we are told this, whereby are given unto us exceeding
great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, God's nature here, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through us. You see, after that translation from power of darkness, God gives us to be partakers of his, that's the divine nature in 2 Peter 1 verse 4. God's nature is given to us. So that is how it is. A child of God has God's nature. The same way a child of human beings have the nature of what? Human being. No one who is born as a human being has the nature of animals. You see? So that when we are born of God, when we are brought to become a child, we are given his nature, his likeness, you see. We become one with him. And this is the true word of God. And those who become one with him have an escape. You see, they have escaped. They have their translation from the power of darkness, have been able to escape the corruption. That's in the world through lust, you see. That desire has pursued after the things of the world against the will of God. We have been escaped from that. The world will have influence over the children of God. And in the Bible, this process I've explained all over is called how God brings people to become to the status of his children. The Bible calls it adoption. The Bible calls it adoption because becoming God's children is not biological. It's something that is, he adopts us, he places us in his family. It's adoption, and that's the Bible word for that. And I'm sure in normal life we have adoption. People in the orphanage could be adopted to become children of others. I don't want to go much on that, but then that's the picture. The way you are in a place where we don't have any care and sin, and we live without any love. I mean, the love of God on us, but then God takes us from that place and places us among his children. He adopts us and brings us to himself. Again, let me read a scripture to you concerning this. In Ephesians 1, verse 3 to 5, again, Apostle Paul is ever thanking the Lord for this great work of making sinners his children. He says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved." God brings us to be accepted in those that he loves. You see? Remember the words of God, the Father to the Son, when on the Mount of Transfiguration and also during his baptism. "This is my beloved Son. This is my beloved Son. Hear ye him." And we, when we come to Christ, become part of those that God will say, "These are my beloved children." See, they are those who are in one with me. My mind is their mind. My ways are their ways. Though they live in this world, yet they have my mind. They have my nature. And he says that, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children. You see, that's the word. How God brings us his adoption. Adoption of children by Christ Jesus Christ to himself. God doesn't make people his children merely by through Christ, faith in him, as he has said. And the nature God gives to his children makes them delight in holiness and righteousness. Ever separated from all sinful habits. Same brother every year, no. Ever separated. And not only that, their heart always is desired after prayer, because prayer makes them ever talk, communicating with God, praise, devotion to Christ. So that they are all about the worship of God and his service. You know, sometimes I tell people, and it's always true, if you want to see how a Christian should live their life, look at the people of Israel. Before they came to worship, in the wilderness, you see, what was the purpose? They were there to go and worship and praise God. That was it. To serve him. That was their life. So that all the people of Israel were doing in the wilderness, to serve and worship God. And God by that will tell us that is what he wants his people in the world to do. But no, people in the world wouldn't do. So by God chooses some and places nature in them and causes them to be such who only worship him in spirit and in truth, and who only serve him with their life, to show to the world at large that this is the purpose of life. Because that's the purpose why he made Adam. When he made Adam, what has Adam got to do? Everything was there. Adam was just to obey the Lord, and that is all. And to enjoy him. But what happened? When sin came in, then all the troubles, the misery of life came in, and then everything ran haywire. So you see, the purpose of God is given again to those who are his children. They always love his worship, they always love his service. At all costs, they will give themselves to those things. Whether in private or in public, they want to be there. You see how the psalm, in the Psalms, those who go to the worship of God are pictured. Come, let us go to the house of the Lord. Come, let us go to the house of the Lord. It could be in the private or even, and most importantly, to the public worship if we are Christians. You see, God brings us to this because the angels are in heaven. You see, when we engage in worship and service of God, we are like angels. That's the way they do. Angels in heaven. That's what, and we are told that those God's children who go to heaven, we shall be like angels. Meaning, our duty, our task will be like them. Ever worshiping, praising the Lord. Holy, holy. Ever. So if we are not willing to give ourselves to that work on earth, we should forget about heaven. Say, so, I want to say angel. Now, angel, I bought for them no more. I'm sorry, writing some that I've been having here. To say, never say, I've been here before. You've been sorry, writing here, some that I've been here. You forget heaven. We can never get to heaven. Heaven is not for us. Because what are you going to do in heaven if you are not going to do the same thing here? Heaven, we are going to continue perfect what we are doing here. Ever looking up to him who has saved us. But not only that, God's children enjoy his protection and care. Yankupon nimba, omunya ne itumi ene na nembua, ewa sasi sumbu. Ongbezu yankupon nimbia nuku prophet, yos omkuhi, omkupen mbua. They don't know God. The psalm says, I will look unto the sky for whence comes my help. I will look to God. But they will look to prophets, they look to the man of, they look to whatever, because he has, by deception, told them that he has the power to help them, and they go to him. And they rather mail them their money, and they go empty. And that's what they do. But no, the God will enjoy his protection and care. All believers are free from sin's punishment and the power of Satan and his demonic host. Satan and his demonic host, the witches and the wizards, whatever they are, they have nothing to do with the one, the child of God, they have nothing to do with him. You see? They are in the hand of God. The words of Jesus Christ here comfort all believers about this. In John chapter 10, verse 29, it says, my Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my hand, my Father's hand. Also, maybe our day, sir, and embed the man, you know. Also, seeing Obia to me in genuine feelings. How can our demons now affect the child of God? It's never true. It's a lie. Salvation, if we have our faith in Christ is genuine, nothing, no power can fight against it. We are in the hand of God. To me, be no way between near this. You see, people can quote Isaiah, say, no weapon shall form against which shall prosper. And then they run to prophets and they run to whatever the man of God. They are jokes, you see. The true believer can say that no weapon formed against me shall ever prosper because my faith is in Christ. And that is enough, you see. We enjoy God's protection for our lives. You see, we enjoy God's protection. And also, the special care God gave to his children in this life doesn't mean that the children of God don't suffer. We suffer. The Bible tells us that if we are God's children, we suffer in this world. God has never promised that his children will not suffer. It's never true. He always says that his children will suffer in this world. In 2 Timothy 3:12, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Now, one year of it now, Christ will not cry, no, I'm by bread. So, if a Christian is suffering, it's God's will. I just rest my hopes in him. I ask him to help me or grant him grace to continue. That's it all. So, I'm a Christian, I'm a brat. I'm a friend, I'm a diamond channel. And I'm a brat, my friends who are me. And I say, also me, I'm coming home. That is the life of a Christian. You see? But let us know that the sufferings of God's children is nothing to be compared with the happiness that God has secured for us in the world to come. The same the Bible in 2 Timothy 2, verse 12, we are told, if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we suffer with Christ, if for the sake, of our faith in him, we suffer, we shall reign with him. Do you claim to be a child of God? Are you expect to enjoy with Christ? What have you committed to him? How much of your life is given to him? And it's things, you see, if you are a child of God, you see, in the world to come, there's eternal happiness. And this is a promise which God has kept in store for all his children. In Colossians 1:5, we are told, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of truth of the gospel. This happiness, God has what? Kept it in store. Is it a wonderful truth? Even, you know, in our traditional chiefs and kings, if somebody is a royal, and I don't know if they still do, and they know that in the future he will become the next king as a prince, they don't let him stay around the palace so that he become his mind will swell and that he wouldn't be serious person. They will normally take him to a different tribe and he will live there as a normal person, though he's being catered for there by the chief or the king of the place. They will train him, he will go through the mountain. When he's of age and the one, either the uncle or father, then they bring him back. But at the time he comes, he's a tough person. You see how, if in this world, it is done that those who really become a true leaders are those who know how to suffer, know how to really resist and really give themselves to things. You see, so that in the spiritual matter, also the same thing. We are suffering not for nothing, because it's a glory that is given to us. And why? Because our Savior was a sufferer. The Lord Jesus Christ did not come to this world to pamper himself. He came to suffer. So what is it if we should suffer with him? We should suffer for his sake so that we enjoy with him. My time is gone. Our text says, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. My question to you, friend, are you also part of God's children? Also, can you pomba huana? Also, are you part of God's children? Do you have the marks of God's children? Without true faith in Christ as your Savior and Lord, God cannot make you a child of His. As we in your star, JD, na I have no credit, JD or Christo, won't be found kind of mouth. And also, all the blessings of God's children are not for you. The protection of His hand in this world is not for you. And also, the happiness that is to come. You see, else you live in this world hopeless. So, when who Christ to know about rank, see one man upon him back. Or better than I see so, or be a winning that so be a brother who bought a ball, or quite now found the DBH annual. But there's a day of judgment. I can put out hope. Of course, yes, I'm going to put out hope. I can put up with you, rather. And what will you answer? Why didn't you come? Because there was a time you heard that you have to come to be my child. Why didn't you become my child? What was the cause? You have no answer, because by that time, all the life you live, everything is gone. You have no copy of the one bearing me back. You send me more quenya, may Christo be woo. What's this answer? What's the one bearing me back? Quenya, you give me a brabo now while I'm boy now. I'm one for home and I'm good for no. All things are passed away and gone. The very world that you live, the earth that we live in, will itself go one day. In Epistle of Peter, it says that if this world will dissolve, what man or person ought to be? Also, as I see, can go best friend, no one to say no. At the end, if I'm not sorry, what man or person ought to be? You see, it reminds us that the most important thing is to become a child of God. Because if you are not willing to bear for him and give your suffer inconveniences and troubles of life for him, then you cannot also enjoy the happiness in the world to come. Then you have to forget it, you see. If you are not come to the Lord Jesus Christ, if you are not God's child, you can come to the Lord Jesus. Come to him. Come, repent of your sin. Come and pour your heart before him. Tell him to own you. Tell him that until he has made you one of his people, you will not stop crying to him. Yield your heart to him and ask him. God is willing to save. God is faithful than any one of us. He's faithful than any human being or creature. And what he has said is true, that whoever believes in him, he's saved. Repent and believe in him. Lord Jesus Christ is willing to make you one of the children of God and to place you among those who are in the hand of God. It's a glorious thing to think of that I am in the hand of God. Though I'm here, nobody, I don't have any power, but I mean, there's a power that protects me. Nobody can affect my life without God himself allowing it. It's an important, it's a very comforting thought to have. Let us think on these things. May the Lord help us.